Hello and welcome back to another edition of K-Pop Ramba Podcast. I'm your host, Ganonman, and for today's episode, we are going to be doing a new show on the podcast called Take Two, where we do a review of the first two episodes of a brand new drama that's come out recently. And the drama that we're going to be reviewing on the show today is a drama called 2521, which literally debuted last week. And suffice to say, I have a lot to say about the show because, I mean, it's had a solid start, to put it one way. And I'm honestly really excited to talk about the drama on today's show because it's really, really good so far. So be on the lookout for that today. But before we get into all of that, of course, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available just about any podcast platform you think of. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, don't forget to subscribe or follow and leave a 5-star rating on the podcast on those platforms if you like the show. And last but not least, our social media will be in the podcast description below. Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so to start, so 2521 tells a love story between Na Haedo, who is played by Kim Tae-ri, and Baek Yi-jin, who is played by Nam Joo-hyuk. So this story, outside of being a love story, is also a coming-of-age story, a story of youth that is set during the IMF crisis that happened in South Korea, which happened in the late 90s, or to be specific exactly, like 1997 to 1998. Now, if you don't really know what happened during this time, you can kind of tell already, but basically, South Korea's economy tanked, it crashed, like, on one day in the late 90s, and it resulted in a lot of people losing their jobs, companies going under, going bankrupt, and it was just a very, very tough time for a lot of people. And so far, we are seeing at least, well, I will say that this story so far is showing the financial crisis in, like, it's kind of more of a backdrop of the drama per se, but it shows how young people at the time were basically dealing with the crisis. And it has so far been a very, very interesting drama so far. Now, for me, I will say, like, just as a first impression of the show, I only had to see the intro of the first episode for me to say, without a shadow of a doubt, that I will enjoy this show. And it's for one reason only. It is so 90s inspired. It is ridiculous. Like, right, okay. I know this is, like, really weird of me to say, but, like, I was, like, born in 98, like, 1998, which is ironically when the crisis started. But, like, I guess it's really weird for me to say that the whole vibe of the show feels really nostalgic because I literally have no recollection of the 90s because I was, like, I don't have any memory of the 90s because I was, like, a baby. But the whole overall vibe of the show, this feels really nostalgic, and it has honestly set the tone for the drama so far. Like, I just really love the atmosphere that we see in the show, and it has been a really, really good start just based on the first two episodes that I've seen so far. And, you know, even before talking about the main story, like, I know I've already kind of mentioned it a little bit, but I feel like I need to address and honestly compliment the main lead so far because they are so good. Like both Kim Tae-ri and Nam Joo-hyuk are off to a phenomenal start so far. And I mean, let's start with Kim Tae-ri, who plays Haedo, because, you know, like, I knew because I've seen her in past, like, shows and movies. Like, I think the last show or movie I saw of her was Space Sweepers that she did last year. And then in terms of dramas, the last drama she did was Mr. Sunshine. But based on those two performances in those two different forms of media, like, I knew she was gonna do a great job in this show, but I have to say, like, she is doing so well. Like, she's amazing so far, because she is basically playing a teenager in Haido. At least, well, she's a teenager in the beginning of the show anyway, but, you know, she is pulling off this role really, really well, because, you know, she's literally portraying a goofball teenager with big dreams and is really, really naive at the same time. And that's exactly what her character is so far. And I'm really, really enjoying seeing Kim Tae-ri basically act like a goofball for like 2 hours so far. So that's been great. And I think I'm saying this especially because, you know, if you've seen her in her last K-drama that she did like 4 years ago in Mr. Sunshine, you would know that her previous character is like the complete polar opposite of Haido. So, you know, on that front, it's really, really great to see someone who is, you know, really good at acting in Kim Tae-ri just do a rather like lighthearted and, I guess, more freeing, innocent role, I guess. So in that regard, I think it's really, really great to see that. But moving on to the other lead in Nam Ju-hyuk, who plays Yi-jin. I have to say, considering that I've seen, like, the last time I saw him in any form of media was Startup, which was, I think, around like a year ago now, since I watched it. But I have to say, I guess I didn't really know what to expect from his performance so far, to be honest, because I didn't really know, like, what his character was going to be. But I have to say, he's doing really good so far. Like, I really like his character. Like, I guess in a lot of ways, Yi-jin is kind of similar to, I'm going to use Startup as an example, but Yi-jin is sort of similar to Nam Do-san from Startup in a lot of ways, I guess. Like, not completely, of course, but I guess in terms of his demeanor. I mean, I guess that shouldn't really be a surprise, because both Nam Do-san and Yi-jin are played by the same actor, but they're quite calm, collected, and I guess in some ways kind of shy characters as well. And I think Nam Ji-hyuk is doing a really good job in portraying Yi-jin, because he's exactly that. But the key difference is that, I guess as opposed to Do-san from Startup, like, I guess there wasn't really, like, this feeling of great sadness with him, because obviously nothing, like, well, sure, like, he had, like, these dreams of doing a startup on the line, and, like, that was, you know, stressing him out. But as you see in the first two episodes, like, there is a lot of things that has made Yi-jin specifically quite sad, like, really, really depressed. And I think so far, like, I think, how should I say this, like, I really like shows that are able to show so much with so little. And I think all you need to do literally in the first two episodes, just to have a sense of feeling of the gravity of, you know, the backdrop of the show, like, you could just see just how depressed and sad Yi-jin is, just based on Nam Ju-hyuk's face. Like, literally, look at him for like the first two episodes, and that's all you need to see, because the dude has, you know, just to put it mildly, he's been through a lot. And Nam Ju-hyuk has done a really good job in portraying his character in this regard, because, you know, it's obviously going to be a really important aspect of this entire show. So, you know, to see him do this is really, really impressive so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing how his character progresses as well. But moving on to the, you know, the actual story, because I know I've taken the time to talk about the main leads here, but, you know, I've kind of already referenced it already, but, you know, this show is very much about the beauty and innocence of youth. And also all of the hilarity and shenanigans that come with being a teenager, which, you know, as you've seen in the first two episodes, you see that a lot. But, you know, at the same time, as I've already mentioned already, like, this is balanced out with the very grim realities of life, as you see, you know, genuinely everyone in the show have to deal with the IMF crisis and how it has basically turned everyone's lives upside down. And it is very much a big, big shadow over at least the main leads in this show. And it's definitely going to be, as I've already mentioned already, a very, very important part of this show, because it's affected both Hido and Yijin in so many ways. And I think if there's anything to say about this show so far, is how both characters in Hido and Yijin just react to the crisis that is around them. Because, you know, I mean, I've kind of mentioned it already with the way I'm describing Nam Joo-hyuk's performance, but with Yijin, like, you see a broken man. Because, you know, in the first two episodes, you literally see how his father has basically had to basically liquidate all of his assets. And he is basically a poor man now. And he, in essence, is essentially a shadow of his former self. Because, you know, as you see in the first two episodes, right, he is not the broken, depressed, sad man that you see in the show. Like, literally in high school, he's like the complete opposite. He's like the guy who was super popular, very positive, just an overall cool guy. But, you know, just due to the crisis, like, he is a man who is broken, a man who has no dreams, because he, well, he literally lost everything. And it's, you know, it's, I guess you could say, one way someone could react to a very extraordinary crisis like this. So, you know, there's all of that. But on the other hand, you see someone in Hido who, you know, for her, I mean, like, she has been affected by the IMF crisis in her own way as well, since, you know, her whole goal, you know, as a teenager is to become the best fencer in Korea. And, you know, because of the IMF crisis, like, she, like, her school basically had to cut, you know, the fencing program because, you know, they had to save money. And, you know, Hado is someone, as we've seen so far, like, she is someone who is not willing to give up on her dream of being, you know, Oh Yurim's rival, you know, who is like the best fencer in Korea in the show. Like, she is someone who is not willing to let that dream go, and she is literally willing to do anything to get to her goals in respectable and also kind of ridiculous ways. Because, you know, as I've already mentioned before, like, she, her character, while being someone who is so goal-oriented and so determined, like, she's also kind of a goofball. Like, like, for example, like, she's literally, like, willing to get arrested by the cops in order to get a transfer to a school, which I will say, like, that whole sequence of events, like, her, like, basically trying to get into trouble to basically just galaxy brain her way into the school that she wants to be in, like, it was hilarious in of itself, which is great. But, you know, like, it's really interesting to see Hado have this somewhat, like, this positive attitude in the face of just overwhelming dread and grimness. Because, you know, like, look, let's be honest, like I've already mentioned already, like, this time in history was pretty grim to be, especially if you're living in Korea. And, you know, it's just, I guess it's kind of like it's a very charming and very endearing thing to see Hado just have this very, you know, this upbeat, positive attitude, even in spite of having to deal with, you know, a crisis that is honestly out of her control. And, you know, I think for a lot of audience members as well, like, it wouldn't really surprise me if some people, like, you know, that kind of strikes a chord with people. Because, you know, especially for young people as well, you know, I think you could say that this whole, like, pandemic is kind of reminiscent of what Haedo and Yijin are going through. Like, not necessarily because, like, you know, the disasters are the same. But it's more like, you know, life has been disrupted, everything has changed, and, you know, like, you just have to be there to react. Like, you just have to react to the disaster that is happening around you, and, like, you know, like, I think that feeling is something that resonates with a lot of young people like myself. So, you know, in that regard, I really love this drama for showing this part of, you know, living through history defining disasters, because, you know, it's something that I think for a lot of people they can relate to in a lot of ways, because, you know, again, this what we're going through right now is a very, very extraordinary and also very tragic moment in our lives. But anyway, aside from all that, because I know that part's really depressing, but I know it's like part of the story, so I'm gonna mention it. But I think with the way that Yijin and Haedo are interacting with one another, like, especially early on, like, I think these first two episodes have definitely set the tone for their relationship, because I'm sure you can probably figure out by now that they're gonna be the main love line. Obviously, of course, I mean, you would expect that, but I mean, even in just these two episodes, like, they both have ridiculous chemistry together. So it's going to be really fun to see how their romance essentially progresses throughout the show. Because we got, like, 14 more episodes. So, like, 2 more months of this show. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see them, you know, just being together and just being goofballs together, because I think that's what we're gonna see. I think if there's anything you could say about the relationship so far, it's that they have this, like, yin and yang synergy going on, in that, you know, Yijin is obviously, like, the calm, collected guy in this relationship, while Haedo is, like, the chaotic goofball in this relationship. So it's gonna be, I definitely see that dynamic growing. So I think it's gonna be really fun to see that. And I think the ending of episode 2, with the way that ended, which, by the way, was pretty cute, I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty cute. But, like, if the end of episode 2 tells us anything, I think it should tell you that there's gonna be some good things happening. So, in that regard, I think it's gonna be great. I think to cap off on in this regard, I think considering that there's, like, a 4-year age difference between both Haedo and Yijin, like, even despite all of this love line stuff, like, I think it's gonna be really interesting to see how they both learn from each other in a lot of ways, because, you know, like, even if they're gonna be the main love line, it's pretty clear that they're both at different stages of life. And in a lot of ways, both of them are, you know, they're growing off each other. Like, they're learning things about life together, which I think in a way is kind of romantic in a way. But, you know, even in, like, these first two episodes, like, there's been learning moments for both Yijin and Haedo. And I think... in that regard as well, it's going to be really, really interesting to see how their chemistry and their relationship grows, because, you know, they've, even in these first two episodes, have been through a lot together already. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see that. So, that's going to be great. I think if there's anything else to say, I don't know if this is going to be, like, part of the main, like, love line or anything, but if you see in the first two episodes, right, like, you see Heido talk to someone online who goes under the username of Ingoimi, I believe. Like, you see, like, multiple scenes of this, like, if you've seen the show, right? Like, I think outside of the whole love line thing with Yijin, I do wonder, who is this person that Heido is talking to online? Like, I think that's gonna be really interesting to see if we actually get to see who this person actually is, because I honestly have no idea who this person could actually be. Like, at first, I thought it was actually Yijin, because there's like a scene where like both Heido and Yijin were like on their computer, but like it wasn't exactly clear if Ingoimi was actually Yijin. But I don't know, I mean, it could be a bluff for all I know, but I think I feel like I want to mention that as well, because that, if that becomes something too, that might throw in like a love triangle dynamic, which I mean, I don't know how to feel about that, to be honest, but it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But anyway, aside from that, I feel like, you know, outside of the main plot, outside of the main love line, whatever, like, I do want to comment on Heido's adventures in high school, because it's really interesting, I'll be honest. Like, I think for one, I haven't really seen a K-drama cover fencing before, so in and of itself, that's cool. I haven't seen that before, so that's got me interested. I think, aside from that, I think the rivalry that is growing between Heido and Yurim, who is the, you know, the star fencer, you know, that is going to be really interesting to see how that pans out, because, God, this is so funny to say now, like, looking back, but I feel so much romantic subtones with these two. Like, I swear to God. Like, Heido and Yurim, like, I know, like, they're obviously not gonna be, like, the main love line, because that's, like, the whole love line thing is gonna be with Yijin, right? Like, that much is clear. But I feel like I'd be doing a disservice to not comment on how there is so much tension between both Heido and Yurim, because it feels the undertones are quite strong, to be honest. Like, just to put it one way, it is strong at some points. Like honestly, like, if you take out Yijin's character, like, I think if Heido was like a male character instead of a female character, I think you would totally see the way, like, Heido is this idolizing Yurim as something that is actually romantic and something that might actually have been the main love line of the show. Because, you know, as I've already mentioned already, like, there's literally everything there for a very cheesy romantic comedy. Like, they literally have, like, both Heido and Yurim have, like, a childhood connection. They have this love-hate relationship with each other. They already have, like, moments where they're, like, staring each other in the eyes, like, for long periods of time, which is kind of hilarious in itself. Like, there's literally everything there for something to actually blossom if the show ever decided to go that route. But, you know, as I've already mentioned already, it's not gonna happen. But I just feel like I need to comment on that, because it's, you know, the undertones are strong, as I've already said already. But I think, I guess I'm mentioning this now because, like, I guess in terms of how Yurim and Heido's relationship is going to pan out, like, it is very much looking like it's going to be a frenemies arc. Like, it's going to be, like, this rival arc between these two. So that in itself is going to be really interesting and it's going to be fun to watch. So, you know, all of that is going to be great. But I think, aside from, you know, Yurim and Heido, I think the other high school kids, so Jiwon, Sungwon, and Gaeun, while they didn't really get much screen time in these first two episodes, I think the show has kind of made it kind of clear, at least to me anyway, that we'll probably see more of them pretty soon, to be honest. Like, I'm honestly really intrigued to see how their stories are going to fit, to be honest, because, you know, considering that, you know, but like these characters that I've already mentioned are kind of, they're labeled as part of the main cast. Like, I think it'll be really interesting to see how their stories end up intertwining with the main plot. So, you know, that's going to be interesting. But anyway, aside from that, before we move on to the final part of today's show, which is going to be like more speculation about what's going to happen in this show, we're going to take a quick break. So after this break, we will resume our regularly scheduled programming. But for now, enjoy the wonders of the Anchor podcast platform. Okay, we're back. So this part of the podcast is going to be solely dedicated to speculation about this drama going forward. Because, you know, even with two episodes, there is tons of speculation as to how this drama is going to end. I mean, if I don't know if you've seen the speculation that has been popping off online, but there's already been a lot already. And it's, I think one big thing that is being speculated on right now is how this drama is going to end. Because with the way the story has been crafted, we kind of have a vague idea of how the story is going to pan out. And it is through the way we have two different timelines. One timeline being all of, like, basically everything that happens in the 90s, 1998 to be specific. And we also have a timeline where we see this whole universe in the present day, in 2022, with masks and COVID in the backdrop of that as well. So, you know, there's two different timelines here. And in the present day timeline, we see that Heido has a kid. She has a daughter whose name is Kim Min-jae. So that in itself is really interesting because, you know, we see, I mean, I guess at this point, like, Heido is probably, like, a lot older, obviously, as you would expect at this point. But it's interesting to see Heido's daughter being kind of like, I guess in a way, like, Heido's daughter, I guess, is serving this, like, unreliable narrator role in the story, so to speak, because we're basically seeing Heido's past through, you know, Heido's daughter basically going through her mom's old journals and everything. So it's really interesting to see how this dynamic is growing, because it's at least giving us as the audience some clues as to how this story might potentially end. Now, I guess to start off, like, I think considering that Heido has a daughter, right? I think there might be a point where, you know, Heido and Yijin might potentially get married. Which I think, you know, I don't know if that's true, that might be true or not, but I think that might be a reasonable take to have, since, you know, that happens in life and that might potentially happen in the show. But what I think is interesting is that Heido's daughter doesn't exactly have Yijin's surname. So, you know, like, if you know, like, the show, like, Yijin's surname is Baek, Baek, right? And, you know, obviously, like, Heido's daughter has a different surname. So, with that in mind, it makes me wonder, is there, like, a potential situation where Heido ended up marrying someone else that isn't Yijin? Like, I think that might be a genuine possibility here. I think we probably will find out later on, because it's obviously a giant question that is being left unanswered right now. But it'll be really interesting to see how that pans out, because if that is the case, that might definitely point to other conflicts that might get in the way in between Yijin and Heido later on. You know, like, I think considering that this is like, you know, obviously this is like a very, this is a show that is still fairly early on, but at this stage of the show, both Yijin and Haedo are 22 and 18 respectively, right? And you know, as we, I mean, obviously with like the whole synopsis, like the whole concept around this whole show is, you know, seemingly revolving around the fact that there is this age difference between both characters. And, you know, it does make me wonder, you know, like since, you know, the title is literally called 25 and 21, like, it does make me think, maybe this drama is called 25 and 21 because there is a huge, important thing that happens in the plot when both leads are in that age. Like, that's the only thing I can think of at this point. And I'm quite intrigued to see what this big event that happens when they're both at this age exactly is. Like, it could honestly be anything at this point. Like, I honestly do not know, which makes me really excited about the story because it has this feeling of unpredictability about it now, because, you know, we don't know how on earth, like, Haedo ended up in the state that she's in the present day with her daughter and whatnot. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how that pans out. I think also as well, since I'm commenting about like this modern like timeline that we're in as well in like 2022, I think it's also interesting that older Haedo is played by a completely different actor. Like if you see in the few scenes that she's in, like older Haedo is not played by Kim Tae-ri. She's actually played by Kim So-hyun, who actually surprisingly hasn't really done a lot of K-dramas, like from the research that I've done. She's actually quite a famous musical theater actor in Korea, so it's interesting to see that Haedo is essentially being played by two different people in two different stages of the character's life. So I wonder if there is a genuine reason as to why that is the case. Like, I don't know, it feels kind of weird that Haedo is being played by two different characters. Like, that, it feels strange because, you know, like, Kim Tae-ri is someone who isn't exactly, like, really young. Like, she's, like, late 20s, you know? So, like, you could easily say that, oh, maybe, like, older Haedo would this be played by Kim Tae-ri, but instead, they've literally hired another actor to play the same role, you know, in, you know, the present timeline. So, it'll be really interesting to see how that pans out because I have no idea where they're going with that exactly. So, you know, there's all of that. But, you know, I think aside from Haedo and the whole main plot, I think in terms of the whole thing, like everything that's happening with the high schoolers right now, you know, as I've already mentioned already, like the relationship between Haedo and Yudim is going to be definitely interesting and one to watch. But I do want to focus on a different potential love line that might happen as well, in that, you know, as we see, especially in episode 2, there seems to be this little relationship between Yijin and Yudim, considering that they both know each other, which, you know, interesting. I mean, it's not like, it was believable to me when we found out, like, in these episodes, but it'll be really interesting to see if anything happens between those two, because, you know, obviously, like, you know, Yijin and Haedo have this, there is the foundation for their love line already, but with Yudim in the mix, I don't know, as I already mentioned, I know I mentioned it already, but love triangle? I'm not sure. But if it does happen, I can't really exactly say I would be like surprised or anything, because there's literally that relationship there between those two. But again, it would be really interesting to see. But to be honest, like, I would rather see Yudim like develop this love line with maybe with one of the other high school students. I think one big one is Ji Wong, who is like the guy who's I guess seemingly wants to be like a filmmaker, because there's literally a scene where he's like filming using his camera like this on a skateboard and whatnot, and there's literally like a moment between both Yudim and Ji Wong. So like I personally hope the love line for Yudim develops with his character instead, but again, I guess we'll just have to see, because I honestly do not know. And I think I'm just honestly just really excited to see how this drama is going to blossom, because so far, you know, considering that I've already been talking about the show for like half an hour already, like I'm sure you can tell that I'm really, really into this show so far, and I honestly can't wait to see the next episodes, because I know they're definitely gonna come out either today or on the weekend. So I am definitely gonna be watching this show. I'm gonna be keeping up with it every week, and maybe once we get to the halfway mark for the show, maybe I'll do another, like, I guess an update podcast episode about this show, but we'll see how it goes, really, this depending on like scheduling and whatnot. But I guess to just sum everything up, like this drama is really good, and it might, well, I think it's too early to say, but it might be one of the dramas that I will remember for a long time. Let's put it that way. Like, it has the potential for this drama to be a drama that I will remember for a long time, because it is shaping up to be something that's going to be really, really exciting. So I just honestly just can't wait to see what's next. I'm just really excited for the show. So yeah, I guess other than that, that about wraps up this take two episode of 25 and 21. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Obviously, like, this is not like the usual like K-drama episode review format, since this is like just my thoughts, rather uncensored, about these first two episodes. So let me know what you guys think about the show in the comments on our social media. I'm really interested to see if you guys are watching this show specifically, or if my podcast has, you know, encouraged you to watch this show, because this show, I know, granted, I've kind of spoiled it in today's episode, but it is genuinely really good. Like, it has a solid start so far, and I think it will only get better as it goes on. So there's all of that. But anyway, that about wraps it up for me. So wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the K-Pop Rama Podcast. I really hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in to another episode next week. But until then, this is Gian from the K-Pop Rama Podcast, signing off. Take care and have a brilliant weekend, everyone. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha. Take care.